Check, 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 check. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. Okay.
Though you might want to let Dan.
Check, 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 check. Dan, go ahead. You just want to be check. Like.
Check, yeah. Check, check, check.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Ladies, ladies, ladies. Jay and Silent Bob are ready to hit hills.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Now your hosts, Michael Biseglia and Leon Oliver.
Well, we're not dead yet. Somehow, someway, we're still alive and kicking the Mayans. They may be right, but this show survives on after a hiatus once again because we're lying, stealing, terrible assholes.
I know. We said, okay, we will be back. We'll be doing the show, and then we lied. Yeah, we're not truthful.
I blame it on you, Mike.
But, why? Why my fault?
You know why. There's damn good reasons why. You listen to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. It is. You realize the last time we did this show.
No one knew who Jeremy Lin was.
No one knew who Jeremy Lin was, but it wasn't even 2012. It's a fucking new year.
I don't know about the cursing. I think you're forcing it.
I'm not forcing it.
By the way, Jeremy Lin, 5 points, 8 assists.
No one's listening this to is that old right new, now. It's old. It's
I'm
like 3 years old.
I'm obsessed.
It's like 3 years
obsessed.
Old.
But get out myself.
Here we are, Outside the Box, Mike and Leon. It is sometime in February, the year of our Lord, 2012. Somehow, some way, here we are now. Back with another new episode. And it's good to be back in this chair, Mike. This is therapy for me.
I agree. It's better than your other therapy, which is alcohol.
And it's a lot less cheaper, though I do have to look at your ugly mug for 2 hours, which I guess is the same as when I'm drinking anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, yeah, except when you're drinking, I guess then I become better looking.
There's a lot of
you get beer goggles with me? How many beers would it take for you to make out with me?
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life.
I think it's not that repulsive. Please.
Let me tell you something. I would shoot myself in the face with a shotgun and take Percocet.
Well, you know what? Next episode, I'm going to bring a shotgun and I'm going to crawl on top of you, and we'll see what happens.
That's disgusting.
You gotta shoot yourself.
That's what you do, isn't it? You crawl on top of people. Is that how you mate? You just crawl on top
only
of people?
Only you I will crawl on top of.
That's just disgusting.
You know, but we'll take the guy. Anyway, welcome back to Outside the Box. What are all the Twitter
seconds.
Things?
Twitter. Twitter things. What are you, 75? You need the pins changed. Twitter.
I'm an old Jewish man. What do you want?
At OTB Podcast. You can check us out online at otbpodcast.com. Website somehow. Still up and running. Lord knows if we've actually paid the bills. The IRS is probably coming for us. Taxman, revenue collectors. I don't know. They're calling the radio station looking for money. We don't have it. Somehow, some way, the site is still up and going. You can go there and check it out. Lots of good stuff. I am going to continue the quest to expose our good friend. We will never say his name here on this program. I will continue the quest to expose him and his, absurdity here on this program.
Callahan.
I saw him down the hall.
Callahan. I need a 20 on Callahan.
Was he disheveled?
He looked good. Hey, for him, he looked good.
So he looked like a train wreck.
For him, he was doing all right.
Oh,
he looked okay.
Well, there you go.
It's been worse.
Well, Mike, it's nice to be back. We got a nice show lined up. Tell everyone what special surprise we have this evening.
Well, I've been sort of putting it out on our Facebook, and we'll introduce our guest right now. And I used to work part-time at the Newsplex, but my schedule just became... I think I was fired, but they didn't tell me, to be honest.
Yeah,
it was like a polite firing. But that's okay. I deserved it.
You were fired.
Epic fail.
Bummer. But Dan Palm, who works at the Newsplex, him and I got to know each other while obviously I was working over there, and I went on Facebook the other day, and I guess it came up in my news feed, Dan, that you did some karaoke. First off, welcome to Outside the Box. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you, and we saw that... You do some karaoke. I did not know that when we're friends over at the Newsplex. This was news to me through Facebook.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You know, a lot of people don't know, but yeah, it's I don't know. I guess everybody has their stress relievers. I think singing karaoke is kind of mine.
That's very cool. And you were saying to us off the air or off the internet, I guess, that you would go to local places in your home or where you live in Lynchburg, sometimes in Charlottesville at the Baja Bean that you've, this is not something you started here on the internet, but you've actually been doing this for a while.
Yeah. Probably like, two or three years, sporadically before that too.
Dan, I gotta wonder, what kind of got you started into the karaoke? Were you drinking? Were you putting down the Bud Lights? And then you said, you know what? I'm gonna pick up the microphone and start singing. Because that's how I got into the radio business. Don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. It's true.
Sometimes it might have been a little bit of liquid courage.
Right. Oh, I should have brought some tonight. I feel bad now.
But now that I'm older, I don't drink as much, and and now that I've been assured that I can actually sing decently, I just have a good time doing it. And
do you have a favorite song that you've been singing over the years, or one that that you enjoy singing?
A lot of Sublime.
Mm. Very cool. Yeah, Sublime's good. Leon and I, not singers, not in the karaoke world, but that, I think it's great that you're getting involved and using that as a stress release. That's look at him.
Right on.
This is one of the perks of working in radio is that you have access, I guess, to music that quickly.
You have access to a great access of music equipment.
How about a song that you want to sing? Now, you said there's a Maroon 5 song that has some rap in it, and the rap was a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I think it's actually Adam Levine of Maroon 5 Gym Class Heroes or something like that, the rap group. Yeah.
I don't even know who these people are. That's how
Gym Class Heroes are.
I honestly
are you serious?
Have no idea. I had to ask someone yesterday who Kesha was. I don't know. I'm like a 75-year-old guy.
Nicki Minaj, you know her?
Yeah, she's that horrible chick that flipped off everyone, and I wish someone would run her over.
Oh, no, that's actually M.I.A.
Oh, wow. See, I don't even know.
I'm they like ended the
very,
rescue.
Very similar.
These damn kids and their hippity hop. I can't take it.
Well, that's great. So I guess what we're going to do today to tell the audience is we're going to have you pick some songs. You'll sing them. We'll record them here in these fancy schmancy studios so we actually can email them to you to have for forever. So what have people said to you about your karaoke career when you've gone to the bars and have gone to some of the places in town? What have people said to you about it?
Yeah, they say, it sounds pretty good, nicely done kind of thing, and... did that pretty well.
Do you ever get, I personally would be very nervous in public to go sing in front of, how many people they pack in the restaurant, but do you ever get a little nervous doing it?
Oh, yeah, I still do. I think that's, I've heard it from other, even like famous singer interviews that, if you don't get, if you don't still get some sort of stage fright. And I think even this goes with actors, too.
Right.
Yeah, then you're not enjoying it.
Did you have, a favorite venue? Like, sometimes a tennis player, they're like, I like to play on Wimbledon because of the grass. Or singer, I like to play in the smaller ballrooms because it's more intimate and not the 50,000-seat arenas. Is there a particular place you like to go for the karaoke more than the others?
I guess it's about the same, honestly. Mm. I mean, it's like... I guess it depends too. It's nicer when it's a bigger crowd, I guess, than just like 10 people, if there's, if they can pack like 100, if there's 100 people at karaoke night instead of 10, it always helps.
You ever get any like weird fans like Mike that want to take off their shirt and have you sign it or, try to follow you back to your car, you get any weird people like Mike? Cause he's a weird guy.
No, honestly, I can't say I've had that.
Well, keep an eye on the guy sitting next to you right now for the next couple of minutes.
You notice that it doesn't matter what the conversation is. Leon will find a way to put me down.
Because you're a terrible human being.
I'm a great guy.
I've been told otherwise.
Who's telling you that? Why does he like to put me down?
Sources. I've told him.
Unbelievable.
Okay. We beat around the bush long enough. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm anticipating it. We got to get down to some Muzak. With a Z and an A and a K, like an elevator. Mm. Some Muzak, and see what the vocal stylings of Dan are all about.
All right, Dan, I guess first off, is there a song you would like to sing first? Is there anything that's tickling the tongue?
I think I'll go something really old, probably something that none of us were born yet when it came out. I think it's like... I don't know if you're familiar with Hall & Oates, maybe.
Sure. No, I know. Yeah,
one,
I like
this
it.
This one's pretty short and simple, too, like Rich Girl or something.
Yeah. Oh, I like it. Okay.
Yeah, I know they have it. Let me search for it.
So you have a wide variety and or a wide range of music that you like. It's not just one style. The scope goes everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've always appreciated all sorts of different music genres.
All right, well, let's start it off.
All right, well, the highly anticipated debut of Dan here on Outside the Box, singing a little Hall & Oates, It's Rich Girl, right here on Outside the Box with Mike and Leon.
Rich girl, and you gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far. Don't you know? Don't you know that it's wrong to take what is given you so far gone on your own? But you can get along if you try to be strong, but you'll never be strong. Oh, cause you're a rich girl and you've gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, and it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far. High and dry, out of the rain. It's so easy to hurt others when you can't feel pain. And don't you know that love can't grow, cause there's too much to give, cause you'd rather live for the thrill of it all. Oh, you're a rich girl and you've gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl. Money, money won't get you too far. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far. Say rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. You're a rich girl. You're a rich girl.
Hey, nice job.
Oh, thank you.
It didn't work. I was trying to play some clapping. It didn't work. Well, congratulations. Nice job there.
How was that one? That moves fast, that song.
Yeah, it actually, that's because I hadn't actually recorded that on Red Karaoke yet. But yeah, that's
first time doing that song?
Yeah, so that was actually good practice.
An Outside the Box world premiere.
Yeah.
Right, we had it here first. Well, mazel tov on that one. Very nicely done. Thank you, Leon. Well, not thank you, but hey, there's the clapping. Good stuff right there. Harder, easier than you thought when you actually got into that song?
Yeah, harder than I thought. I thought it would be more, a little easier, but, and that's a good thing about the Red Karaoke, too. It's like you can practice before you actually record, and then once you record it, if you don't like it, you can trash it and start over again, too.
Yeah, this one we're throwing you right in the fire there. All right, so what do we have next? We had a second song that you had decided to go with.
Yeah, I guess I'll move over. You know, I think that was the 70s. Now the 80s, little rock set. She's Got the Look.
Yeah, we're moving up in age for, or down in age, I guess, for everybody listening, for their era.
All right. Next up on the docket here, you're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Dan Palmer rocking out with some karaoke. It is.
You got cheesy.
Oh, I'm cheesy. I'm cheesy.
Cheese ball.
Dick's Jockey Radio.
You're
guy.
A slime ball.
Y102, Phoenix's hit station. Here's Dan rocking out with Roxette. It's The Look on OTB.
It's pretty good.
Two, three, four. Walking like a man, hitting like a hammer, she's a juvenile scam. Never was a quitter, tasty like a raindrop, she's got the look.
Ooh!
Heavenly bound, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, her loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look. She's got the look. What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I'll do for you. And I go, la 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 la, she's got the look. Fire in the ice, naked to the T-bone, it's a lover's disguise. Banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull, she's got the look. Swaying to the band, moving like a hammer, she's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look, she's got the look, she's got the look. What in the world can make that bright girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I'll do for you. And I go, la 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 la, she's got the look. Walking like a man, hitting like a hammer, she's a juvenile scam. Never was a quitter, tasted like a raindrop, she's got the look. And she goes, na 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 na, na 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 na. She's got the look, she's got the look, she's got the look. What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. And I go, la 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 la, she's got the look. What in the world can make you so blue? When everything I'll ever do, I'll do for you. And I go, la 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 la. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. She's got the look. Na 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 na. She's got the look. And she goes na 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 na. She's got the look. And she goes, na 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 na, na 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 na.
You're never going to want to say na 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 again in the rest of your, for the rest of your life. Wow, you had a few thousand na na na's. Very
that was,
nicely
that was
done.
Very good. Congratulations. Yeah. I don't know why my clap isn't working. Yeah, this is the one time I'm glad I don't have to clap.
Yeah, not like last week.
That was that trip to Thailand.
All right, so we're 2 for 2. And then I guess the third song that we'll play is... Well, your internet sensation, the one that you put on the web, moves like Jagger.
Yeah, something a lot more up to date.
Yeah, this is for our younger listeners, the teens.
Those bastards loitering at the mall listening to terrible music.
Hey, outside the box listeners.
Yeah, outside the box listeners, you jobless bastards. Well,
how did you decide to sing this song? What was the inspiration?
Oh, it's just like one of my favorite, like, newer songs of right now, and such a catchy tune.
Mm. That's good. That's a good reason right there. Absolutely. So this song, quality not as great, but we'll deal.
Rocking that with a little... Okay, hold on. I got to set the mood here. I got to set the mood.
I pretend to be a commercial and then you'll go into you? Sort of like I'm wrapping up the spot.
What are you, Goldstein's Pharmacy? Go ahead.
And make sure you come to Goldstein's Pharmacy. Well, all the goods that you have are under $2.97. Not responsible for people dying.
You're listening to K102, Salt Lake City's shitty music station. We're going to rock out with another terrible song, kids. It's
not Mormon 5, it's Maroon 5.
Like hey, five marriages. Yeah, oh, God. Yeah. That's one right there. And we're listening to a little Moves Like Jagger.
Just shoot for the stars. If it feels right, and aim for my heart. If you feel like you can take me away and make it okay, I swear I'll behave. You are in control. Oh, I started that.
That's on me. I didn't edit it quite right.
You're a failure, Masagli. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay. I'll behave. You wanted control, So we waited, I put on a show. Now I make it, you say I'm a kid. My ego is big, I don't give a shit.
The internet.
And it goes like this. Take me by the tongue and I'll know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you all the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. I don't need to try to control you. Look into my eyes and I'll own you with the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. It's hard when you feel like you're broken and scarred. Nothing feels right, but when you're with me, I'll make you believe that I got the key. So get in the car, we can ride it wherever you want. Get inside it, and you wanna steer, but I'm shifting gears, I'll take it from here. And it goes like this. Take me by the tongue and I'll know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you all the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. I don't need to try to control you. Look into my eyes and I'll own you with the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. You wanna know how to make me smile? Take control on me just for the night. And if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this. So watch and learn, I won't show you twice. Head to toe, oh baby, rub me right. But if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this, yeah. And it goes like this. Take me by the tongue and I'll know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you all the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. I don't need to try to control you. Look into my eyes and I'll own you with the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger.
I am. I'm jacked up. I'm excited.
Nice,
I'm
nicely done, Dan. Good job. That's on me for the beginning because I had the YouTube version, so you got that
the
whole
YouTube.
Yeah, so you got that beginning.
Sure
that's
that
on me. That's
actually,
on me.
Yeah, had like.
I should have said something. That's on me. Well, very nicely done. I thought we built up really well to that last song. That I thought by far was the most difficult song that you had to sing in terms of speed and pace, and well, Christina Aguilera is involved.
Yeah,
I would. I'll give you the pass to Hollywood, Dan. I'm Randy Jackson. I'm here. Okay. I really don't know what's going on. But, you know what?
Randy Jackson is gone.
What?
Now,
I don't watch the show.
No, Randy Jackson's still there.
Oh,
yeah,
oh sorry. Yeah, I'm wrong.
Simon Cowell.
He's the one. I can't keep up with all this stuff. How about this? Now, you're a reigning champion, but we should maybe, as an idea, once in a while, we could bring you in, bring some other people in. We could have like a little...
A little sing-off.
A little sing-off if you're up for it, maybe in the future.
Winner gets to leave with their...
That'd be good.
Winner gets to leave with their life. We sing for your life here on Out to the Box.
Sing for your life.
Yeah. Sing for your life. Yeah. It's like the Hunger Games.
Well, Dan, it's been an honor having you on Outside the Box. Thank you very much for coming on and singing a little bit. I had a lot of fun. I really did. I truly enjoyed your pipes there. Very good.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, thank you for having me.
I truly enjoyed your pipes, something that no one's ever said to Michael Buscaglia. Speaking of which,
that's the name of the show. I truly enjoyed your pipes. There it is.
Radio genius. As we head out here, a little song that I'm putting you on the spot, but maybe we can all
sing. Let's have a group sing. Okay, what do we have here? No, I don't know. Do you know the words?
No. Semi-charmed life, third eye blind.
There we go. Houston's 98.7.
Pump it up, baby.
I'm back and I'm holding. I'm smiling. She's living. She's going. She lives for me. Says she lives for me. Ovation. What motivation? She goes down and she goes down on me. And I make a smile like a job to you. Do whatever what you want to do. Coming over you.
Keep on smiling, what you go through. Won't stop till the rhythm has defined you. Then I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Chopping on the line like a coda with a curse. Coming like a freak show takes the stage. We give in the games you play. You say, I want something else to get me through this semi-charm kind of life. Baby, I want something else. I'm not listening when you say goodbye.
I just pulled up the lyrics on my phone.
No, I hit the goodbye because we faded out. Yeah. Goodbye. Synergy, Miguel. Synergy.
Make sure you go to Goldstein's grocery store, too. They have a grocery store as well.
No, get your herbicidal cream right there.
Love that stuff.
Pittsburgh, go fuck yourself.
Will you stop with that nonsense bullshit? Pittsburgh. Beat up Leon.
A terrible city.
Ah, shut up.